During the global downturn, Ireland remained a bright spot in the European economy. The Irish boom that began in the 1990s continues, and it's attracting workers. Nearly 50,000 immigrants entered the country in 2002 per capita. That is four times the immigration rate to the United States. But the Irish government says the current economy can't sustain that level. And this month, the government announced it would slash the number of immigrant work permits to just 2,500 a year. Reporter Miranda Kennedy went to Dublin, where she found that the influx has fueled racial tensions.
Ireland now is the second most expensive country in the Eurozone, second only to Finland. But the streets of Dublin are still packed with shoppers seeking bargains during the annual January sales. And many of those shoppers are recent arrivals, immigrants hoping to benefit from Ireland's boom.
Before, it's just only a few other nationalities in here. It's just mostly Europeans, but now there's all over the place.
Alden is browsing in Dublin's ritzy Brown Thomas store. He came to Ireland from the Philippines to work as a nurse 3 years ago.
Even at work, we are multinational too. We have Italians, Chinese, Indians, Jordanians, so it's great.
In the dismal 1980s, nearly 500,000 people left Ireland's shores in search of better prospects. But the flow reversed with Ireland's economic boom in the 90s. In the last 7 years, some 300,000 people migrated to Ireland, which has a population of less than 4 million. Many were returning Irish emigrants, but increasingly they were also from other non-European countries. In cities where not long ago the only people of color were tourists or diplomats, now there are African bus drivers, Chinese bartenders, and Indian university students wandering the streets. The influx has fueled sentiments reminiscent of those heard against Irish immigrants to the U.S. more than a century ago, says columnist Fintan O'Toole.
This is a society which has exported people for 200 years. It's remarkable that you could sit in a taxi in Dublin and you could hear the kind of ranting against immigrants that you could almost reproduce word for word from an American newspaper in the 1850s or 1860s about these bloody Irish coming in, you know, feckless and lazy and dirty and disease-ridden and they're parasites on our wealth. I mean, all of that stuff, you know, which Irish people have had to put up with for a very long time.
But Dublin taxi driver Dermot McMurrah sees the parallel to his own Irish experience of emigration.
When I was 15 years of age, my family lost their house, their property here, because my father was an alcoholic, and we had to go to England to seek work. So I can accept people now coming from other countries to Ireland seeking work, because I think people should go where they can make a living. They're only doing jobs that Irish people won't do at the present moment anyway.
Sociologists and others say Ireland has never seen itself as an in-migration country. Because Ireland is a place that people tried to flee for generations, the government found itself unprepared to deal with the new influx. Although Ireland decided to open its doors to asylum seekers and other migrants, the government tends to view immigration as a problem simply because it has no infrastructure or policy to deal with it.
What we have really is very much an ad hoc approach to immigrants. There is no government body that takes responsibility for immigration. There is no body that is there to give them information, advice, or any kind of legal aid.
Just over a year ago, Stanislaus Kennedy founded the Immigrant Council of Ireland to try and fill the gaps. The government gave some money to establish the council, but no longer funds it. So of its own accord, the council collects data on immigration, provides legal advice and literacy classes to immigrants, and tries to raise awareness among the Irish public.
And what we are saying very strongly in the Immigrant Council is this is a permanent reality and that we must plan for it in a strategic, long-term way. If we handle it badly or clumsily, we will really have huge racism. I really think this is the most important issue for Ireland today.
According to the Immigrant Council, 60 to 70% of all immigrants face verbal or physical abuse in Ireland. Immigrants who are professionals grumble that the Irish treat them like low-level workers. The vast majority of immigrants work in unskilled or low-skill sectors. They work as cleaners or in fast food outlets or run shops catering to their own community. Dublin's north side is lined with international call centers, ethnic food stores, and even a Nigerian hair weaving salon. The salon is full of African women and their children. Stella, who opened the shop a year ago, says that although she prefers living here than in Nigeria, the Irish still treat her and her kids badly.
Like the racist word they use, you know, sometimes it's quite annoying, but sometimes there's nothing you can do about it.
Some worry that if Ireland does not change its ways, racial tension could cripple the Republic the way religious tension paralyzed Northern Ireland for 30 years. They point out that immigrants are likely to lose their jobs if the economy falters. But immigrants on Dublin's north side are certain of one thing. They have changed the flavor of this tiny island for good. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy.